Who's this?
This is Jack.
Jack. Nice timing, Jack. We were just watching old, I was watching. Other people were listening. What's your favorite cereal, Jack?
Oh, I do the multigrain Cheerios thing.
What the hell?
Doctor's orders.
Again, no. Really?
No, if I had a choice, then I would have lots of choices, but...
Right. All I know is Crunchberries were... I go round and round with Maria, with the wife, on this, because I claim Crunchberries are fruit, therefore it's a natural...
Well, I can kind of get with that. When I was growing up, I could eat a whole box of Fruity Pebbles in a sitting.
Oh, yeah. Boy, did that come out weird the next day, right? It's like, oh, my goodness, it's green. What? So what? Apparently you add all those colors together, you get green. Who knew?
Who knew?
Okay.
We right. Sure did growing up.
Wow. All right, this is getting weird. Let's go. This is starting to get dark. Let's get back on track here. Our idiot of the day. We'll start with this one. You know, if there's one trick to getting your grandma to do anything for you, it's making her think it'll lead to you calling her more often. Maybe that's what worked for this dude, Cody Clements, in prison in Memphis, Tennessee. Last Saturday, asked his 68-year-old grandma, Sarah Griffin, to smuggle him in a cell phone. Well, that sounds innocent enough. Had a friend give her a bag of Doritos with the cell phone inside. So she went, she passed it on to him, but a guard saw the exchange and asked to look in the bag. Turned out, Jack, there wasn't a cell phone in there. But what was in there was a bunch of meth, ecstasy, heroin, and painkillers wrapped in black electrical tape. Sarah told the guard she didn't know she was smuggling drugs. She thought she was smuggling a cell phone. But now she's in jail facing contraband charges, which could get her up to 6 years. Meanwhile, Cody is only doing 3 years for aggravated burglary. So now the lady, the grandma, might end up doing more time than the grandson. Wow. Okay.
Know where her first phone call's going.
All right, here's another one. Maybe some people over the last couple of weeks here in Fairbanks can relate to this one, Jack. You know, with all the snow and storms and power outages. 63-year-old guy in Vernon, New Jersey, Robert Winter, lost power during the nor'easter storm last week, and his electric company, Jersey Central Power and Light, still has not gotten to fix it. So his power's been out all week. So when he called them to complain about a week without power on Monday, he was angry. And when he didn't like what they had to say to him, I went a little nuts. I told the power company he was going to kidnap one of their employees, and then he'd blow up the substation so no one would have power. Yeah, he was arrested on terroristic threats. He's now in jail. Oh, silver lining. But he's in jail, and they have power there. And by the way, 2 days after being in jail, his power came back on. Oh, if he could have just held out a couple more days. All right, so there you go. Is it our guy that's threatening, making terroristic threats and arrested for not having power? Or is it the dude and the grandma? See, I don't know where to go. Do you go with the guy that would do that to his grandma? Or do you go with the grandma that was gullible enough to believe she wasn't smuggling drugs?
That's exactly what I was going to say. I think he took advantage of grandma, so I'd say it'd have to be him.
Okay.
You win!
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I don't think she knew. All right, good call, Jack. You can call back any day, buddy. You're a regular. You know that.
All right, sir. Thank you for the program.
All right, thank you.